This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Meseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Sorry, we're trying this one more time. Sorry, last night did not work. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the husband dies, his domain empties out to the father. Minolan, ask the Gemara, where do we learn this from? Amar Rabba, Rabba said to Amar Kra, Vim Hayoi Siya Leish Unadara Allah. If she will be to a man and her Nadarim are on her. It says Hayoi Siya, a double lashain. Makish Koidme Havaya Shnia. It compares her state before the first marriage, her state before the second marriage, the koid may have irishana, to her state before the first marriage. Ma koid may have irishana av mei fer luchidei, just like before she ever got married, the father alone has domain and control over her nadarim to be mater. Av koid may have irishnia. So too, before the second marriage, when her husband dies, av mei fer luchidei, the father annuls the nedarim by himself. Says Aran, makish havai rishana l'shnia, kolomer shadin shnia kedin rishana. Before the second marriage, it has the same din as before the first marriage. Ma koid mei rishana av mei fer luchidei. Just like before the first marriage, the father annuls by himself. Av koid mei shnia nami la'achar misas habal. So to before the second marriage, after the husband dies, av mei fer luchidei. Frak the Gemara, well, maybe that's only talking about nedarim that the father had sole control over. That's the kind of neder that the father retains control over after the husband dies. Says Gemara, Ema. Or vi'ema hani mili b'nedarim shalai niru la'aras. Maybe only nedarim that were never fit for the aras can the father regain control over. Maybe the halacha that the father, after the husband dies, is the sole matir, that's only talking about nedarim that the aras never had the ability to be mefer, such as the nedarim that he didn't hear. Aval ben nedarim shaniru la'aras, but nedarim that the aras was capable of being mefer, loy matzi mefer. Maybe he's not able to be mefer. Loy matzi mefer av. Maybe the av cannot be mefer. Says the Ran, ema hani minu ben nedarim shaniru la'aras dumya de koidmei havaya rishayna. If you're comparing before the second marriage to before the first marriage, so then compare it completely, just like before the first marriage, the father was the only one who had domain. So learn out to nedarim where only the father has domain before the second marriage, namely nedarim that the husband was never able to be mefer because he never heard about it. Shalei niru la'aras klal. Avul ben nedarim shaniru la'aras kolaymar sheshama oisam. He heard it. Koidim shemesel oilam eim lecha dolay motzi mefer. To which the Gemara says, Ibn Adarm Shalai Nir La'aras, if we're talking about an Adarm that the Aras never had the ability to be made for, Mi Binurel Beisavio Nafka. That would be obvious that the father regains the right to be made for. If we're talking about an Adarm that the Aras never had control over, and now the husband dies, she's still Binurel Beisavio, she's a Nara, and she's still Beisavio. So then it would be obvious that the father is able to regain those nedarim. Says Aran, Umadrina le bin nedarim shalai niru la'aras me bin urel beis avi anafka, kivan dolai zacha behen aras klal. Since the aras was not zoicha in them at all. Vehekesha le nedarim shaniru la'aras itzrich. We need the hekesh for nedarim that were fit for the aras. Da av l'chudei mefer, that now the father alone can be mefer. Mi udafka b'shalai nis'arsa. This is talking about if she, the father only has the capacity to be made for these nadarim when the husband died, if she didn't marry a do erisin to a new guy, avon nesarsa hatanya lekaman behedya da aviha ubala ha'achrin mefir nadara. But if she did erisin, we learned that her father and her second husband are made for her nadarim mishum d'loy dummy like koid me have Irish shayna, because that's not similar to before her first marriage. Okay. Next, we're analyzing the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said that the same way the father has an advantage over the husband has an advantage over the father. In what scenario? In what scenario does the husband have an advantage over the father? In a situation where the husband is able to be mefer the nedarim of a boygeras. So says the Gemara, "Bezeh yafa koyach ha'av mi koyach ha'bal," and there is this instance where the baal is yafa mi koyach ha'av. Says the Gemara, "Hechi dami." What's the situation? Says the Ran, "Hechi dami shahabal mefer babagar." What's the scenario that a husband could be mefer the nedarim of a boygeras? Ilema shekid shakshi nara. If we're talking about she got married when she was a Nara Ubagra and then she became a Boygeres, and it's saying that the husband could be made for not the father, Michti, let's see. Misa Maitzia. Misa takes her out, Mir Shusav. Ubagras Maitzia Mir Shusav. Ma Misa Loinis Roikna Rosh Shusaval. Just like if the father dies, his domain does not empty out to the husband. So too, if she becomes a bageres, the domain should not empty out to the husband. So it can't be a case where she did erusin as a nara, and then she became a bageres, because logically that would not go to the husband. Says the Ran, Michti, hechi dami shabal mefer babager. Michti, misa maitzir mishos av dikiven shameis. Paka azuchuse, since he died, his achus goes off. V'lei matzi l'arishi l'banav, he can't bequeath it to his children. V'nafgalan midachsiv. V'his nachaltem oisam levnechem, you should give it over as an inheritance to your children. V'loi zuchus b'noisechem levnechem, but your daughters, they don't go to the children. V'perek narish and espatita. Ubagrus moitzia mirshas av dechsiv benureha beisavia. Bagrus takes her out of the father's domain, like it says, benureha beisavia v'loy boygeres. Af bagrus loy nisroik no rishus labal. So to bagrus, you do not empty out the domain to the husband. Kivan dechal aleha rishus ha'av. Since the rishus of the father is chal on him, mekami bagras, before bagras, daha kishe kidsha nara havas, so too, bagras will not empty out to the husband. Because since the domain of the father is chal before the bagras, because when she got married, she was a nara, it doesn't empty out to the husband when she becomes a bageras. So what exactly is the scenario that the husband could be made for the nadarma of a bageras and not a father? So it says in one of the cases, Elisha Kidshuk, she bageras. The case must be when she did Kiddushin, when she's a bageras. And in that situation, the rishus of the father is not on her. And then the halacha would be, not only when the husband marries her fully and does nesuin could he be made for, but even when the 12 months are up, that we give her 12 months to prepare for the wedding, at which point, when the 12 months are up, the husband is obligated to support her, and in exchange for supporting this woman, he's able to be made for her nedarim. Says the Ran, Ela Shekitchuk Shibay Bageras, Ubas Lameimar, and it's coming to say, the Kivan Sheino Le Rishusav. She doesn't have the rishus of the father on her. Koshi yigiyaz man shenitnu lai chachamim la'oras arusa lefarnes esatzman. When the time passes that the rabbis gave the chachamim to the arus and the arusa to support themselves, kibun the mikan be'elach bal chayev b'mezayin eseha. Since at that time and on, the husband is chayev in feeding her. Kedisav perak afalpi yafer. He should be able to be made for the nadarim. Says Gemara, that can't be, because that's a Beferish Mishnah coming up. Hatanina chadazimna. We learned it one time later on. And daf ayin gimel habayeres. Habayeres shasa yud beis chodesh. That waits 12 months. The halach is he could be made for her nadarim. Now the Gemara injects over here. Wait a second. Actually, it's not even true. We don't give the Bulgaris 12 months. We only give her 30 days. That doesn't answer the question. It's just we're questioning a statement we just made. We still have a question. The question would be, if it's referring to a woman who's a Bulgaris and the husband could be made for it, we have a Mishnah that says that. The only thing is the detail about 12 months is not accurate. It says, Gemara Hagufa Kasha, Amrita Bulgaris Shasa Shnei Masar Chodesh, Bulgaris Lomli Shnei Masar Chodesh. Why would a Bulgaris need 12 months? Bulgaris Balamed Yoim Sagi, 30 days should be enough. Says the Holy Ran, Hatanina Chadazimna, Bahai Pirka, in this Pirka of Atarti Lamli, why would we need two statements? Umekami da Asikle Lakusha, before we conclude the question, Dayik, where Medayik Bahach Masnisin Basraisa, in this second Mishnah, umefarishla, and we explain, lamali shnei masar chodesh, why do you need 12 months? B'shloishem sagila, it should be enough for 30 days. Rav Huna, hachi sfirulei b'perk afalpi, this is what Rav Huna holds in perk afalpi, shloi pasku chachomim lebageres ela shloishem yom, we only gave 30 days, umekanve ela chabal chayabim zonaseha. So now, the next part of the Ran, we're not allowed to do, I'm joking, we're allowed to do it, but it's not part of the registered run, but what he's bothered by is actually, if you remember the Gemara in Ksubis, we refute Rav Huna. And we say, actually, we do give a Bagaris 30 days. I'm sorry, we do give a Bagaris 12 months, not 30 days. And the Gemara's conclusion is that it's a hybrid, namely, that if 6 months, let's say, pass after she turns a Bagaris, we don't give her 30 days, we give her another 6 months. 30 days is the minimum, meaning if a year passes, we give her 30 days. If 10 months pass, we give her 2 months. If 9 months pass, we give her 3 months. So it's not dafka 3 months, but it's not dafka 30 days, but it's minimum 30 days. In any event, the Gemara answers this side question that we're going to change the girsa. Tani baigeres v'shashasa yud beis chodesh. What we mean is, what that Mishnah says, not that we give a baigeres 12 months, but either a baigeres or someone who waited 12 months, a nara who waited 12 months, the halacha is he could be made for her nadarim. But bottom line is, why would we need two different Mishnahs to say that when the time for a Bageris to get married comes, he could be made for her nadar, mikamakam kasha? Says the Ran, umafarkinan, we answer, tani Bageris v'shashas yud beis chadish kolaymar, Bageris kedina, a Bageris like her din, shazimna b'chasar v'yasar, that when she is designated for a little bit more than 30 days, less or more, kedika sivna v'hanara, or anara shashasas mana kotzavla, who waits the allotted amount of time, the Hainu Shnimasar Chodesh, Hoyalu Bala Chai Bimazoinois, since the husband is Chai in her Mazoinois, Yafer, he is made for her Nadarim. Mikomakam Kasha, Tarti Bagaris Lomali, why do we need two cases of Bagaris? And the Gemara gives two very simple answers. Answer number one, Yiboyse Mahacha Dafka. Here is the main place where we learn when the time comes, when the 12 months are up, he could be made for her Nadarim. So why does it say Bulgaris over there on Ayin Gimel to tell me that actually the Chachamim disagree and the Chachamim say he can't be Mefer? Ubulgaris Katani Asim, it teaches Bulgaris over there. Mishnum Debai Iflugi, Rebbe Lez Rabbanan wants to say the Machlokes Rebbe Lez and the Rabbanan. In Yiboy Seima, Bulgaris Davka. Or you could say the Mishnah there is Davka. That it teaches that when the time comes, then the Bulgaris gets. When the 12 months come, he could be made for her nadarim. The ikkar is over there. Why does it say it over here? Because once it's said, there's certain powers the father has over the husband, and wanted to list the power the husband has over the father. The Nosav Reisha Bazeh, once it taught the strength of the father, and the Reisha Nosav Seifa Nami Bazeh, it taught the strength of the husband, says the Ran. Yiboy Sema Bagera Sahachadavka, Vahaydik Tani Lahasa Mishan the Baya Flugi Rablaz Rabbanan, and wanted to teach the Machlek Zoz and the Ran Misham Hachi Hadar Batani La. Therefore, it taught again, Lashmina Delav Devei Akolhi, to teach it's not unanimous. Now, the Ran is bothered by a question, because according to the first answer, here is Dafka, and it taught by Geras over there, because Rebbe Lezer, that the Rabbanan argue? Frek the Ran, V'kosha be'enai lishna de gemara, the come by Geras da'acha Dafka, the other Rabba, Mishnah Basreisa Dafka, Ulegufe Yitzrech Lashmina Delei Nismach Astama, you're saying, how could the Gemara say the main teaching is here and there was just to tell me a side point that the Chachamim argue? That's not a side point that the Chachamim argue. If you have a Stam Mishnah and then you learn a Machlokes, the Halacha is like that Mishnah, not like this Mishnah. So you can't say the Ikar is our Mishnah. Says the Ran, the Gemara doesn't mean the Ikar is our Mishnah. But nearly the Chi Kamar Bagar Sacha Dafka, Lav Dafka. When the Gemara says, Boigeras, here is Dafka, it doesn't mean this is the Iker. Eloloimar masnisin basraisa basar kamaisa greira. What it means is that Mishnah is like a commentary on this Mishnah. Deloy aschil batana lashmina dina de Boigeras. Elabhai masnisin kamaisa shari lamisne. It didn't start teaching it in that Mishnah. Here is where it started to teach. Why did it start to teach over here? Here is the real beginning. And there, it's continuing to teach me a chiddush, not to rely on the first Mishnah, which is Stam, because it's not unanimous. And if you want, you could say Bagaris over there is Dafka, the Hasam, who Shehizchel Hatana. There is where the Tana began. Lahashmianu din Bagaris, the Masnisim Kamaisa. I'm sorry. The Hasam, who Sheyaschel Hatana, Lahashmianu din Bagaris. There is where the Tana begins to teach the din of a Bagaris. And what about the Mishnah here? The Masnisim Kamaisa, from the first Mishnah, Ein Toiras Stamaleha. This Mishnah is not the. Is not even considered a Stam Mishnah. So why does it say it? Ela Aidi Denasa Reisha Bezu Yafa Kaicha Av Mi Kaicha Bal. Since the Reisha said in this way, the Kaicha of the father is greater than the husband, Nakanami Aliba the Chatana, it also picked, according to one Tana, the Bedavar Acher, in another sense, Yafa Kaicha Bal Mi Kaicha Av. The Kaicha of the husband is greater than the Kaicha of the father. Okay, friends, this shall be Daf Ayin for this week. Next week, we may have to do something Matzah Shabbos. Do they change the clock Matzah Shabbos or next the following? Following? Okay. So maybe Matzah Shabbos. Okay? Put that on your schedule.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.